Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful show for you today. Today, the DOJ has, the Justice Department has announced a series of actions that officials say will support President Donald Trump's plans to prevent violence in schools, you know, better gun enforcement laws, do all that, you know, support law enforcement, strengthen the current firearms background check and all that stuff. I'm going to get into that. Wow. Also, the House Intelligence Committee has come out with a report that says after 14 months, no Russia collusion. Well, we knew that, but, you know, even though the election couldn't be hacked, once Trump won it, it could be hacked. So, you know. Oh, and if you didn't hear, the toilet spoke again over the weekend, Saturday. Yeah, she spewed out her disdain because, you know, my wife can't make up her own decision. Where are the feminists when she went off on women because all the white women were forced into voting for Trump? Where? I don't.
Honey, why did you force me to vote for him?
Like, women can't make up their own minds? The third explosion was reported in Austin, Texas. I want to get into that. The ATF and Austin Police and FBI are offering $65,000 reward to anyone that can be led to the arrest of somebody. So, honey, hey, I need some money. So, hey, you may have to go away for a while.
Okay.
And $65,000. Nah, but you would have to have evidence linking, and, you know, not just because I'm sure there's a lot of people that would sell their best friend down the river for $65,000. But, you know, you have to have evidence. I'll get into that. I also want to get into tonight, folks, in Arkansas. And God We Trust is our national, you know, national motto, and they're allowed to show it as long as it's donated. They've, through lawsuits, said, yes, we're not pushing a religion. This is the motto of the United States, and you're allowed to have that in the American flag. And as long as they're donated, you can have that. And want to get into that. And also, how did Manchester United fare against Sevilla today? The outrage of loss or victory. I'll get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you all feel a part of. And John 1:9, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day, because we all need light. We all need to come together. And I want to get into this first off, because this just enrages me, and I'm just, and it's, and it should enrage you. Out near the White House and all that stuff, they put out shoes, pairs of shoes for all the people since Sandy Hook that have been killed, all these kids that have been killed, okay? And all these kids are pushing for gun laws and gun laws and gun laws and gun laws and gun laws. Did the students stand up when Steve Scalise was shot? Did the students stand up when Kate Stein Lee was shot? Was Black Lives Matter around when that Colts player who was black was killed? Did the students stand up when 8 people were mowed over in New York City by a terrorist? Students are standing because the media is using them as puppets, and it's sad. When Steve Scalise was shot, there was no talk about gun control. None. When Kate Stein Lee was killed, there was no talk about gun control. But then, look at Chicago. if you talked about gang control every time there was violence, you'd be having that talk every day. And they already have very, very, very strict gun laws. And it does nothing. Gun control makes about as much sense as these pharmaceutical companies that take a molecule, turn it 180 degrees, and get a new patent. Same drug, same molecule, they just turn it 180 degrees, and it's a new medication, new patent. Just like the steroids, for the longest time. They would take a steroid chain and just add a link to it. It wouldn't change what the steroid did, and it's a new molecule. And when they found out it was the same thing, they banned it. Now they finally just banned the whole chain. You know? I don't get it. Like the pharmaceuticals, how, oh, this molecule, you turn it 180 degrees, it's now a new medication. How does that make sense? Oh, but we got to ban, we got to take laws that criminals aren't going to follow in the first place, and we got to make a bunch of them. That's what's going to stop violence. Let me tell you something. I watched that, I think it was on National Geographic, where it was a town where alcohol is banned. And there was a guy that was taking hairspray because it had alcohol in it and was drinking it. I'm like, because you can't get alcohol. I'll move in there and I'll start making moonshine and I'll be like a billionaire. Come to me. Don't worry. It's banned. I'll make it. I mean, criminals want guns banned. That way they can have something else to deal in. So, that's where we're at. But hey, I mean, that's where this world's coming to. These kids are being involved in a debate that they have no idea. They have no idea what they're doing. And they don't. I wouldn't, in theory, I wouldn't have known. I had friends die from drinking and driving, and I didn't think I could die. My brain never really, I never thought, okay, we got to ban alcohol. Nah, I never thought that. I didn't. And you have these kids that, okay, now we're going to have to work with the chemical companies to change the color of Tide Pods so that kids will not eat them, make them less appetizing. And then the same kids are going to tell me, most of them probably can't vote, are going to tell me that we need to ban guns, if that's the issue. If it was a gun-free zone, well, then arguments null and void because, hey, the law was already broken. I mean, just a second. You on the air? Hello? Okay, I got a guy calling in. I think he just wants to listen, so that's cool. If you want to speak, just let me know, buddy. But you have, like, Trump that wants to and make sure that these gun laws that we have are enforced. That's a big issue we have because there were a lot of breakdowns in Florida when red flags were flown and no one did anything about it. And it frustrates me when, oh, we had laws and they should have been followed. I mean, why weren't red flags? I mean, like someone, one of my buddies joked, well, if they would have said she had marijuana, they'd have been like all over that in a heartbeat. Oh, she has cocaine or he had cocaine or whoever. They'd have been there in 2 seconds. We would have had DEA, FBI, ATF, police. You'd have had like 5 million people over there. That's no joke. But hey, it's a different world we live in. I mean, I couldn't imagine fearing going to school. I couldn't imagine it. As many of you have heard, the House Intelligence Committee has done a report that actually shows after 14 months that there is no collusion between Russia and Trump, which we already knew that, folks. But, you know, some people on the left are never going to believe that because, and it goes to prove the double standard point, because you were listening to Hillary Clinton say that all the liberals are pissed that Hillary lost, because imagine if you're a basketball team. Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're the best. We're the best. And then, okay, this team is not even ranked, and you're a top 10 ranked team. You're fifth in the nation, and you lose to an unranked team. That's kind of how it was. Everyone told, all the liberals were told, Hillary's going to win by a landslide. Trump won't even have a chance. And all these liberals are going to cry and whine. No, they're not going to cry and whine. We're going to cry and we're going to complain for 4 years that it was rigged and the election was rigged, and that's how Hillary Clinton's going to win. And as soon as she lost, then all these, oh, Russia's involved, Russia's involved, Russia's involved. Well, I thought the election couldn't be hacked. I thought it couldn't be rigged. But I guess it can. But, of course, the DOJ's come out and said, no, sorry. The House Intelligence Committee, all this stuff's come out and saying, there's no collusion. Get over yourself. But, as you all know, over the weekend, Hillary Clinton, you know, the toilet spoke again. You know, she was spewing all this stuff that all these white women voters were forced to vote for Trump. You know, they were pressured by their, like, women can't make up their own minds. Like, my wife can't look at all the issues and say, okay, this is who I'm going to vote for, and this is why I'm going to vote for her. They don't have that capability. Where is the, let me see here. Where is the feminist? Why aren't they outraged that, you know, she was degrading women? That all these women were forced to vote? Because if they were, then where's the outrage? No, she's just mad because she lost, and I don't think she'll ever concede that she actually lost. I don't think she'll ever concede that fact. She lost, and she needs to grow up and say, hey, Trump beat me fair and square. Move on. Help. Let's get this country going in the right direction. I voted for Trump because I've not been helped by any politician. I mean, if anyone knows anything about the Revolutionary War, the whole point of the Revolutionary War was to get us away from kings and queens and the government that controlled and ran our lives. I don't want to have to take $100. I don't want to take $100 that I make and give 20 of it to the kings for a king's tax and then give stuff to the government and this and that. No. I don't want a king's tax. I want to keep my money. Yeah, there were some people that came here that wanted, well, let's have taxes. Let's have like a tax, but it won't, let's not be, you know, moderation. You know, they really wanted full-blown England. And I believe there were some people that came here with the agenda of, let's make this an England. Let's have taxes. Let's do all the stuff that we, the majority of the founding fathers, did not want. Yes, there were founding fathers that wanted to have taxes and certain things that we, you know, but the majority of America was to get away from kings and queens and government controlling everything and running everything and telling us what we can believe, what we can think. But that's the problem, folks. Most people don't see that. When you have people that come from other countries that come here like, I came to this country to get away from Obamacare. You think Obamacare is so great? Why don't you go to where I'm from? Go to El Salvador. North Korea has free health care. Ask them about the quality of their health care. Ask them about it. Because it doesn't exist. People come to this country to get away from the crap that some of these kids want. They're pawns. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, we're going to sit here until we get gun laws passed. Wow. You're gonna have a sit-in until gun laws get passed. Wow. So the school that had a gun-free zone and the gun, whoops. I guess that criminal didn't follow that law and he's not going to follow any others. You know, I don't think some drug dealer is going to say, oh crap, I better turn on my drugs because I can't sell this. No, he's not. But you have these kids that don't know what they're doing, and they're being exploited, and it's wrong. I guarantee you, if the GOP was exploiting kids like this, the liberal media would be all over that crap. 45 minutes of an hour news network show. Look, tonight we're going to expose the GOP and how they're exploiting our kids. Oh, but Democrats doing it's all great. Oh, it's wonderful. It's like I try to explain to people this whole BS double standard. Well, you know, we can't. I think it's going to be funny, you know, because we're going to have these conservatives for 4 years. They're going to be complaining that the election was rigged. Folks, you can't rig the election. I'm Hillary Clinton. You can't rig the election. No, it can't be hacked. It can't. I lost. Well, Russia, they hacked it. They had to hack. And they're pawns. If I ever want a good laugh, I just watch all those videos and the liberals whining and crying because they lost. You know, she couldn't man up and come out that night and say, hey, she couldn't concede that night and say, hey, I lost. Congratulations, Trump. She had to wait. And she still can't concede. She still can't concede the fact that she lost the damn election. I can't believe we still have to talk about this crap, but it still makes news because she still goes off about how, you know, all these women here, they were forced into voting for me, for Donald J. Trump, because they couldn't make up their own minds and think for themselves. My wife could. Because if she wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't be with her. I'd be like, okay, well, let me get the lawyers, though, write up the papers. But since my wife is a liberal, no, she's not. I couldn't be with her if she was. I mean, here's another thing that kind of gets me under my skin, but it's one of those things that, what is this? Border Protection Officer falsely claimed to be U.S. citizen, feds say. I got to get into this. A Border Patrol officer claimed he was born in Texas when he was actually a native of Mexico and illegally obtained a job with the agency charged with protecting nation's borders, federal officials said Friday. That can't be. How can an illegal Mexican come over here and become a border agent? And he probably had friends of his dealing or whatever that came across and say, I'm going to be in this line, in this thing, and I will let you through. I will search you down and pat you down and let you go. And hopefully you got in my line and, you know, and he let people through that shouldn't have been. He faces Marco Antonio de la Gazzara, Jr., 37, faces criminal charges related to passport fraud and making false statements to U.S. Customs and Border Protection on his federal law enforcement background application. And who knows how long he was working there or how many people he let through that he knew. And he probably, what he probably ended up doing is, okay, you give me money and you come through my line, I'll let you through. And he probably worked with a group of people to smuggle people in. I mean, this is the hypocrisy, because we do live in a double standard world. And I'm going to get into this because I'm a huge cannabis supporter as we move on. And I'm a huge cannabis supporter. And, you know, and No good person smokes pot. How dare they? A new study suggests that pot can help end the opioid dependency. There are people that are finding out that when they use heroin and they have nausea and stuff, that they can help get relief from the nausea and stuff and actually help them kick the habit using pot, using cannabis. It's amazing. But, you know, people don't want to talk about it because it's contradictory to a lot of what you've been told, because it's so dangerous, it's so deadly. But when it can cure nausea and vomiting, and it can actually help, I mean, like I've said before, there's more studies and more testing done on cannabis, which is illegal federally in the United States and in pretty much every other part of the world. But Tylenol and Advil, which don't have as much, are legal. How does that make sense? It's just one of those things that you, I don't, if you support cannabis or you don't support it, know your facts, know your research. Okay, just because alcohol is legal doesn't mean you have to use it or drink it. That's what I try to do in the show, educate people. Do your research. Up until recently, it's been used for thousands of years. There's evidence that it was used in Egypt to try to help with breast cancer and with pain, whatever. Whatever, you know, it's like, oh, it's so deadly, it's so dangerous. How, you know, that's all we need is another drug. It's not a drug, it's a plant. The problem is you get these people that are, you get the Tide Pod Potters is what I call them. This right here, this is 5 trillion milligrams of THC in this candy bar, and I'm gonna eat the whole thing. I'm gonna find out what happens. You know, instead of using responsibly, you know, that no one ever talks about banning alcohol if you put a video up of people abusing alcohol. You know what I'm saying? No, that guy needs help. You don't say, well, we need to ban alcohol, but if it's somebody having a 5 trillion milligram THC-filled candy bar and they get all screwed up, and you want to legalize that stuff? Are you kidding me? Oh, well, you don't say, why is this stuff still legal when somebody would do the same thing but with alcohol? You know, if a guy chugged a bottle of Everclear until he blacked out and just throwing up everywhere, you won't be saying, see, that's why we got to ban this stuff, even though it's legal now, it shouldn't be. Nah, it's the double standard. Now, I've been to a pain management clinic. Well, you need to know I can't try everything. Got to try more than just pain meds. Well, I've tried it all. Oh, wait, I can't use cannabis. Yeah, so it's illegal. But that's the double standard of this world, you know? Something that's legal has less study on it than something that's illegal. I'm going to get into this because this is just kind of interesting. The spokesman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in San Francisco field office has resigned after saying he disagrees with the Trump administration's estimate that nearly 800 illegal immigrants evaded arrest after residents were warned of impending raid. 800 people? Trump said, what is this, was 800 people? He doesn't agree with Trump. Said, I would think it was more, would be more than 800. Hell, if you know that they're going to try to come after you. Because they used to have illegals grow pot in federal parks or state parks because you can't seize the land. because it's not there. It's government land, and okay, then they take the person and he gets deported. They would usually, since he's illegal, just deport him. But he's resigning. I don't get it. It's like everyone wants to play the political game. Well, I'm going to win over Trump. And, I don't come here legally. I have no problem with immigrants that come here that want to do it the right way and want to become a citizen and want to stand for the flag and be proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. Not the other way around. Not these people that come here that want to take and, oh, guess what, folks? Guess what? I come to this country from a socialist nation, and I want to make it socialist here. My country is a hellhole, but I'm going to bring that crap here. I don't understand. Maybe, we were a Christian nation brought up on the ability to worship God in the way we wanted to. Not the other way around. Not where the government told us what we can and cannot do. Gee, let me sing here. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard about this one. I want to get into this. This is kind of, that sexist, racist, bigoted Trump. If confirmed, I look forward to providing President Trump the outstanding intelligence support he has grown to expect during his first year of office. Deputy Director of the CIA, Gina Haspel. That can't be. Trump, the racist and sexist bigot, is going to have a woman run the CIA? Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, because he's not a bigot. He's not a racist. It's like all these black people that think that because you're black, you should vote. You should have. You are obligated to vote for Trump, for Obama. And if you didn't, well, then you're a race traitor and, you don't, whatever. I just look at Detroit and ask yourself, what has Democratic policies done to help that city? Not a damn thing. If you're a true American, you would remember the Revolutionary War and why we started America, to get away from government control of everything. And now all of a sudden, these kids want government control of everything because they're brainwashed, because they're being used and abused. And it makes someone like me sick. I mean, if that was my kid, I'd be like, I'd be like, no, I wanna see the history textbook, because I'm gonna read it. No, I wanna see your career. I wanna know what my son's being taught. It's crazy. If I had kids, I'd be like, hey, I want to look into this. I want to see what my kids are being taught. Maybe they're being taught what's the truth. Are they being taught that it was a black man that gave false information to the British to help us win the Revolutionary War? This is interesting. After initially rejecting the design because the logo contained a portion of the American flag, a school official said Stanford University decided to approve the apparel, because I guess college Republicans' apparel had part of the American flag on it, and they were kind of against it and all this. Now they're okay with it. And so I wonder if the Democrat, if the college Democrats' apparel of Stanford has a Russia flag. I mean, I don't understand. Okay, they have an American flag on their approved apparel, and it was, not approved at first. Like, I don't get it. Yeah, you're going to have to remove your American flag. I know you're in America, but yeah, that's going to offend somebody, so we can't have that here. You're going to have to take that down, sir. Yeah, you're going to have to remove your Indiana license plate because someone might be offended by that. Sir, I have to have that on my car by state law. Yeah, we're going to have to change that law. So we're going to have a state-neutral license plate that, you know, that just identifies your car. That way, in case someone's offended by a certain state, you know. So we're not going to have state license plates anymore. We're just going to have, neutral plates on your car, neutral license plates. Pretty soon we're going to have people wanting neutral IDs. You know, you could be offended. I'm offended because his ID is from California and that offends me. I don't get where people are offended by every little... You're in America, grow up. Support the American flag if you don't leave. Plain and simple. You know, we live in this world where because I'm married to a woman, I'm the outcast people. That's right, folks. If you're heterosexual and you're married, then you are the minority. Get used to it. You know, they wanna say, well, we're gonna restrict who and what we sell guns to, but I can't restrict who and what I make a cake for. I mean, I'd make a cake for anyone, but this bakery is forced to make a cake for a gay couple. But you can tell me that, okay, I can go to war for this country, but you're telling me I can't buy a gun from you? Sorry, sir, you have to be 21 to buy guns or ammo, okay? Well, I just got back from serving in the Iraq War, and I want to get guns from ammo for my guns. I can't do that. I just fought to protect this nation, to keep you free, and you're going to tell me that I can't have a gun or shoot a gun? Are you kidding me? If you haven't heard by now, yesterday, I want to get into this, talked a little bit about it at the beginning, there was an Austin, Texas, there was a bombing. So we're going to have to ban bombs too. But they have found basically anyone in Austin, if you find this a package at your front door that you don't know anything about, didn't order anything. Basically what they've done is they're telling you, call authorities, call police, call whoever. And say, hey, I didn't order anything. There's a package at my front door. They believe these packages are not being delivered by, it's not like a UPS package or anything. It's being put there by someone. The ATF, FBI, and Austin police are offering $6,500 to anybody that has any information leading to who's ever responsible for this packages. There was two... two yesterday, and I guess one like a week or two ago, and they believe they're all the same. So if anyone has any information, basically the packages are standard package. They're nothing out of the ordinary. They're not giving, since it's a very, very open investigation, they're not giving hardly any of us any details. When you try to look or ask or anything, they'll tell you straight up. The information we're giving via the press conferences is limited, and that's all we're giving because it's an ongoing investigation. We don't want to get into do the packages. Does it seem sophisticated? Like someone really knows what they're doing, or does it just look like somebody went on the internet and found out that if you take these four chemicals, they'll explode? Or does it look like it's a very highly sophisticated bomb? And I guess the FBI and ATF and the bomb squads and their experts are looking at the fragments left of the bomb to try to, because a lot of bombs, they have signatures. You know, somebody that does bombs, they have a signature. This is what I do to make my signature. and it's what they do, and they're trying to see if there's a signature, and they're not giving us, the press, or anybody like me, much information, because it's still an ongoing investigation, and I totally respect that. You know, like when you try to ask a question or try to get information, they basically, in one ear out there, like, well, this is an ongoing investigation. They need to just have someone that says, what can you tell us at this point? And then, you know, because for the most part, after a certain point, people ask so many questions, like, well, we can't get into this, we can't get into that, you know. And they don't, and I get that. Some reporters try to get any, maybe they'll say something that they shouldn't or whatever, but, you know, let them do their job, and hopefully we can get this nipped in the bud and find out who this is. Because it might take a while. So, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families affected and all those in Austin that are out there. And if you live in Austin and you're listening, our prayers go out to you, and do your due diligence. Live your life. Go out and do, but keep your eyes and ears open. If you see something that doesn't look right, say something. Do something. Say, hey, you know, someone's dropping off a package, but that doesn't look like... I'd rather have someone call the authorities and they find out that it was something that DHL delivered and he was just a part-time person in a regular car and it was nothing. We would rather have that than a bomb go off and someone die. You know, for some reason, you know, I'd rather be overcautious and undercautious. But, you know, all the people in Austin were keeping strong in your prayers. I couldn't imagine a 17-year-old died. I can't, and his mom is in critical condition, so I couldn't even imagine. That's why I live every day like it could be my last, and I try to keep my eyes and ears open in case I see something suspicious. I'm no expert, I'm no perfect person, but hey. Hundreds of posters with the nation's motto, "In God We Trust," will soon be displayed in some Arkansas public schools. A lot of, how dare they push a religion? It's the national motto. And if it's given to the people, donated to the school, they can showcase it. I'm just waiting for them to try to change the national. That's pushing God. When we were founded on God, whether you believe in Christ or not, this country was founded on the basis of Christian religion. See, so many people think we were founded on the basis of freedom of religion. We were actually founded on the basis of freedom of Christian religion, to believe in Jesus Christ how you wanted to, not to believe whatever you want to believe, if you truly get into it. But there are people that will argue that, but whatever. That's just need to see that this is coming about. And now I can go to, now I need to start getting some "In God We Trust" stuff printed up and donate them to schools. That way it goes, that way, hey, it's legally allowed. It's donated and it's showcasing the national motto. Then it can legally. And for how long that lasts? That is to be seen. So that's just one of those things that. We'll see how long that lasts. Moving on, folks, moving on. I'm going to get into this because this is, I'm getting some things that are kind of interesting. And this is one, at least one person has been killed Tuesday when a charter bus filled with high school students plunged into an Alabama ravine, critically injuring one other person and seriously injuring five others, officials say. They don't really understand the cause of the incident right now, so the driver has been killed, but we don't know about anybody else, and it's an ongoing investigation because the bus was returning from a trip to Houston, Texas after the school trip around 5:30 a.m. when it crashed into a highway median on Interstate 10 and then plunged into the Cowpen Creek in Baldwin County. So the bus was carrying approximately 45 people and about five adults, and we don't really know all the details yet of, you know, they're still trying to investigate and what happened. There was a lot of panic and disarray, and I think maybe once the kids calm down in a day or two, maybe by Thursday, we'll have more information on what happened. So it's going to be interesting to see when we find out like what, if they have more details on what happened, and because it's right now unclear what caused the bus to go into the ravine. I think if they can take the bus driver and do an autopsy, did he have a stroke, a heart attack? Who knows? But when we get more information, that will be carried on to my listeners, because that's why you got to live your life every day. Because you never know. You never know when, you know, you never know when. You never know when, folks. So just enjoy your life. If you didn't see the thing where, I guess they're talking about Hillary's health, where Clinton falls downstairs and nearly collapses in India, and there's some people that say she just fell. Other people say that, nah, she had another spell. Who knows? It just looks like, I don't know if I could walk down those steps without falling on my ass, so hey. But it's just, she's had a bunch of incidences like that, so we'll have to wait and see if there's anything to that. But the videos I've seen, I don't see anything that remotely would think that she had an issue. It just looks like she fell down the steps that I would have fallen down. I'm going to get into this because this is a little heartwarming story, and I hope you like this. There's a new sheriff in town, a 10-year-old Derek Lovelace, who suffers from a genetic muscular disease, was welcomed as a junior officer by the Fort Worth Police Department. And it's just kind of amazing. I suffer, as many of you know, to the conversation with a myopathy. And to see people like that, it just gets my heart to see them get to live out some of their dreams, because who knows how long he has. And that's what frustrates me, because I have a medical appointment to see my doctor. Well, about a year ago, I went to my doctor, and I have a metabolic type myopathy, and my body doesn't do what it's supposed to do, as many of you know. And I'm like, what do I do? And I'm, if anyone out there lifts weights and you lift weights and your muscles are sore and my pecs, oh, my legs, man, what a workout. And you're sore and you're in pain, take a sleeping pill and then try to function. That's how I deal on a day-to-day basis. And maybe one day out of the month, I'm halfway decent. And my doctor's like, well, why don't you try this medication? Okay. And when I asked my muscular dystrophy doctor, he's like, well, they're actually the same medication. They took this molecule, turned it 180 degrees, and they got a whole new patent. New medication. Gee. Doesn't that excite you? Well, because I've heard like Prilosec and Nexium are basically 99.9% the exact same. If they find a way with some of these prescriptions, how can they add a molecule that doesn't change the prescription at all? But since it's a new, since they add this chain, this piece to it, it's a new molecule, and they can get a whole new patent when it's 99.999% the exact same drug. It doesn't affect anything about the drug except for you put, imagine taking H2O and putting another molecule on it that doesn't, and it's in, and when you look at it, it's still water. That molecule that doesn't change anything about the water, keeps it the exact same. Well, you see that new molecule, well, it's a different thing. So they get a prescription, they get a patent when they're basically giving you the same thing. And it just frustrates me. And I had a sleep study done and everything came back normal, negative, nothing. So I called my doctor. I want to see about getting on this medication. And I talked to the nurse. And the guy's like, well, let me get the message to doctor and see what he says. And he gets back to me and goes, hey, he wants to see you before, you know, talk to you about this and these meds and different things. And long story made short, okay, I have an appointment in June. Like 5 days before my appointment, I could get in to see him. Like, so I'm going to see the nurse practitioner first thing in the morning and see what's going on. I'm going to probably have to update her on all the, you know, this is what I have, this is what I deal with, this is what I go through, yada yada, the whole 4-hour story in 2 minutes. But it's just frustrating when you deal with stuff like I do, and you're in pain and you're sore and you're fatigued and you're tired on a daily basis, and you find out that, oh, well, they just take this medication, turn it, and get a whole new patent. See, they didn't even change anything about the prescription. They just turned the molecule 180 degrees. They didn't change anything about it. They didn't add anything to it. It's the exact same molecule, 100%. But that's what frustrates me. You know, and it's when you look at me, people are like, I don't see something wrong. When, what the heck? You know, I've had my share of run-ins with people like, you know, this is for disability parking. I'm like, you got to have a placard to be here. I'm like, and I went to one lady one time. I said, so when did they outlaw license plates? What? I said, so I can't park here if I have a disability license plate. I have to have the placard. She goes, well, you can have what? And then because she didn't see a disability placard in my windshield because I have a disability license plate. And then she went off. Because some people don't realize because I look young because I'm 43, but I look young. But, you know, how dare I take a handicap? That's for the elderly. And I just, you know, I wish I could be semi-normal. You know, and that's why I tell people. That's why I like to showcase people like this kid, because he's on cloud nine getting to stand with all these officers. It just gets me right here in the heart, you know. I always joke about it, and I've joked about it on IndyCar forums when, like, I'm a huge IndyCar fan, and I've been to, like, 23 Indy 500s, and I have friends that don't even watch motorsports, hate it, and one of my friends worked for Target, and she was in Victory Lane when Dario Franchitti won. She didn't have any liking for it. One of my friends, the girl he was with, when his ex or whatever, they went to the 500, the 100th running of the 500, and they had hot lap passes. The passes that let you in the pits during the race while the race is going on. It was too crowded, so they left. Are you kidding me? I'd have been all over that. I'd have been anywhere that pass would have let me go. I'd have been in Sebastian's Bourdais area if I could, staying far enough away to where I am letting them do their job, because I love Sebastian Bourdais. But as you all know, Alexander Rossi won that race. But I've had friends that don't even like motorsports, and they're like, oh yeah, my first 500, I just went because I was able to go to the Pagoda and do this and da 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 and all. I mean, go. Where I had garage passes and all this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, And someone like me that loves motorsports would never have that opportunity. But somebody, you know, that doesn't even care for it, you know. Yeah, I was in victory lane. Yeah, I was drinking the milk with the driver, and I hate motorsports. But what the hell? Hey, I got to do it. I always joke about that because it's like there are people I know like me. They're huge fans. I would never get an opportunity to be in like victory lane. But then I know people that have that don't even watch motorsports. That just, hey, I was off. I got the opportunity. So what the heck? You know, it's just neat to see like that kid in the wheelchair getting that opportunity to be that junior officer. That made his day, you know. Moving on, folks. Moving on to some football. As I want to know, when is Mourinho and Fellaini going to divorce? We lost to Sevilla at home. We couldn't do anything. When you start Fellaini, you're only as good as your weakest link. And when you play Fellaini, are you kidding me? I don't know if I'd want Fellaini on my MLS team. The New York Red Bulls. But, hey. I stand by Jose, but I do not understand what his fascination is, why he wants to keep Fellaini. As long as he is in our club, we will not win a title. I guarantee you it. He is not fit. He shouldn't even be nowhere near the club. I don't understand it. As long as our weakest link is Fellaini, we are not going to win a title. I'm sorry. I don't see it happening. Now, I feel like we go three steps forward, two steps back. It's like we start to do well. Yeah, we're going on the right track. And then he plays Fellaini and then it backfires. When is he going to realize that Fellaini is the backfire? When is he going to realize that, okay, maybe I need to stop playing him. Maybe we need to get rid of him. I don't understand. McTominay would have been better. When is he going to realize we're a fan-based club? We are where we are because we have a worldwide fan base. When is he going to realize someone needs to make sure he watches some of those fan reactions from the United Stand? It's frustrating to go two steps forward, three steps backwards. And if you're only as strong as your weakest link, how are you going to get past? How are we going to go anywhere if we have Fellaini? I thought Sevilla should have been an easy. It should have been a victory. I'm sorry. It should have been. It seems like every time we need to have what is Manchester United's form? What do we stand for? What is our okay? Are we a how? A 4-3-3? What is our setup? I felt like when we first played Sevilla, we didn't understand how they were, and then when we came to Old Trafford, it seemed like, okay, no, you played Sevilla. What did the footage showcase? How did they play? What was their setup? Was it a 4-3-3 setup? Okay, didn't you learn from the first time we played them? When is he going to learn and take the fans into consideration? I mean, there are tons of people who watch the United Stand that says, like, why is Fellaini even near the club? Why? We're just horrible. If I honestly think that if Fellaini is kept at the club, we're not gonna gain ground anymore. We're just gonna go backwards, and Mourinho is going to suffer because of it. I mean, City only has to win two more games and they've clinched the title. Two more games. That's it. It's not going to be that difficult of a challenge. I don't see them having an issue. I really don't. I mean, the way they've dominated all season, how could they, them not lose, them only winning one of the last, how many games they have? I don't see them. All they have to do is, out of all the games they have left, win two games. They've clinched the title for me. Honestly, for me, it was not like come the January transfer window. It's not if City won, but when. When would they be basically crowned the title holders? And as long as Fellaini stays around, I don't see a title in our future. If Fellaini re-signs a contract, I don't see a title happening. I would love to almost see someone like, okay, yeah, you I'd love to see. I wonder if any of the players feel the way that the fans do it, and would be like, okay, well, if you're gonna sign Fellaini, then I'm gone. I want to win a title, and I'm not gonna win a title with Fellaini. We're not gonna win a title if he's there. Sorry, he's a great person. He ain't done anything wrong to me, but he's just not Manchester United quality. You could be the greatest person in the world, but I'm a great person. But you wouldn't want me on the pitch against. I wouldn't. Well, I'd be horrible on the pitch. I'm not like, I mean, back when I did it in like middle school and stuff, yeah, it's pretty good, but I was a goalie. But hey, now you wouldn't want me on the pitch. Mourinho, I don't know what he sees in Fellaini. I don't. There comes a time where you have to put feelings aside and say, hey, maybe a great person, but guess what? Good person doesn't make a great Manchester United player. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that you're a part of, no matter where you are around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back Thursday with another edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Thoughts and prayers are welcome as I try to, hopefully this lady understands what I'm dealing with, what I need, and all this stuff, so I can explain to her, and it doesn't take 4 hours. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, and live your life, folks. You never know when it's going to end. Be free. Spread the word. And folks, until next Thursday coming up, remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.